I Want to Melt You Down into the Stars. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Naruto. Relationship, Terumi Mei, Uzumaki Kushina. Rating, teen. Also tagged for arranged marriage, alternate universe canon divergence, Uzukage Kushina, humor, and flirting. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITBE 2022. Wedding plans? May repeats, startled. Why do you want my wedding plans? She stops, blinks, and flushes, leveling an indignant look at her soon-to-be Jonin commander. And who says I even have them? Zabuza scowls at her, though it would be more convincing if Haku wasn't drooling on his shoulder, fast asleep and snoring faintly. May, you've been planning your damn wedding since we were in the academy. I have no doubt you've planned out every single detail in every possible scenario, categorized by your spouse's hair color. May harumphs, folding her arms over her chest. It's possible he knows her slightly too well. Even if I did, she says coolly, that doesn't do anything to explain why you want these hypothetical plans. Hypothetical, Zabuza repeats dubiously. Fuck whatever. Sure, they're hypothetical. Just like how the new Uzukage wants to establish a political alliance via marriage. Mei freezes, staring at him. Zabuza looks back, expectant, and... Marriage? Mei demands, possibly slightly louder than is needed. They want a marriage with me. Fuck knows why, Zabuza mutters, and Mei leans across her desk and punches him in the stomach before he can dart away. As he wheezes and curses her, she straightens primly and neatens her dress and tells him pointedly, don't drop Haku. Fuck you, Terumi. Zabuza spits back and turns on his heel like he's going to march right out of the room. Panic flares, because he's absolutely petty enough to leave it at that, and Mei flings a fireball in front of the door to block his path. There's a momentary stalemate. Mei glaring a hole in Zabuza's back. Zabuza contemplating the window like he's going to leap out of it. For a long, long moment, the silence stretches. Mei twitches. Marriage. Certain enough that Zabuza wants her wedding plans. Marriage to the Uzukage, even though Mei will shortly become Mizukage herself, that's... Zabuza, she says softly. Please? Zabuza huffs, the dramatic bastard, and turns. He pulls a scroll from his weapons pouch and tosses it on the desk in front of her, and his scowl isn't quite as ferocious as it was a moment ago. The first meeting's in a month on that one treaty island. To finalize shit. Shit, Mei echoes, unimpressed. And when Zabuza rolls his eyes, she snorts and snuffs out the ball of lava. I'll send a courier over with the files for the wedding. The Uzukage has red hair. Zabuza actually laughs at that, rough and amused. Of course she does, he answers. She's an Uzumaki. Uzumaki Kushina is the Uzukage. She's the head of a village that no one ever thought would become the sixth great nation. A Jinchuriki, a Kunoichi strong and determined enough that she fled Konoha as a child and rebuilt her country from ashes in the wake of its destruction. Everyone Mei has spoken to who's met her has called her a force of nature, and somehow, Mei thinks, perfectly, exquisitely breathless, that's entirely accurate. Kushina is a small woman, half a head shorter than Mei, but one step into the pagoda and it's like she's pushed all the air out to make room for herself. She stands straight and proud, and the fall of her hair is blood and silk, long enough to almost brush the floor. "Oh, hell," Mei breathes, soft enough not to be overheard, and Kisame, at her left, snickers softly. "I see Zabuza was right," he says cheerfully. "Zabuza is never right," Mei retorts, a knee-jerk reaction. She will admit, though, if only to herself, that it's possible Zabuza's eye roll when she bemoaned the possibility of not being attracted to her new wife was reasonable. Just given Kushina. Kisame's chuckle is low, but he's grinning. "Going to trip over your tongue and win him that bet?" he asks. Mei's eyes narrow, and she levels a dark look at her guard. "He bet on this? With you?" Kisame shrugs, entirely unapologetic, and his grin gains teeth. "Odds are the loser has to serve the winner for a week," he says, and Mei is willing to bet that Zabuza made that deal without thinking things through. "I hope you take advantage of your winnings to their full potential," she says haughtily, tossing her hair back behind her shoulder, and stalks across the room, putting a definite sway in her steps. Tips her head, watching the Uzukage usher the last of her people in. And Kushina is watching her in return. Bruised purple eyes and knife's edge humor and something assessing all at once. "Uzukage-sama," she says, giving Kushina a smile, adds intent to it. No formal kage robes, but a kimono patterned with a dragon rising from the dawn sea, gold and green and crimson. Kushina is beautiful in it. Not quite regal, but dangerous more than anything. Mei's never minded a little danger, though. "Mizukage-sama," Kushina returns, and that grin is foxy, sly. She steps forward to meet Mei, holding out a hand, and Mei reaches out to clasp her wrist and finds herself pulled in instead, tugged down. Kushina smells of sea winds and rain, ash and wildflowers, and the press of her lips against May's cheek is soft, warm with a breath. "Wife," Kushina says, and she's grinning again when she draws back. It takes Mei a moment to remember how to breathe, and then she laughs, lifts the hand still in her grip, and kisses Kushina's knuckles, lets her lips linger there. "Wife," she agrees, makes it throaty, and watches Kushina's gaze sharpen, darken. Apparently, attraction won't be a problem for either of them. That's good to know. "I've heard we have wedding plans to finalize," Mei says. "I brought some ideas." Kushina laughs. "Whatever you want," she says easily. "I think that stuff takes too much time, you know? And besides," she winks at Mei, and Mei feels her heartbeat trip just a little as Kushina's fingers tighten on her own. "Whatever makes you happy, Mizukage-sama." "Not quite yet," Mei says, because the Sandaime is holding on to his seat until her honeymoon is over. Mei had considered protesting, but now, she thinks, it seems like a much better idea than it did half an hour ago. "And I really think you should call me Mei." "Kushina," She returns and leans in, hair sliding over her shoulder as she cocks her head, and her eyes are bright. How do you feel about me inviting a bijou to the wedding? May blinks, startled, but...
Will I need to adjust the seating chart? She asks.
Kushina laughs, surprised, and for a moment, red and black chakra curls around her. No, she says, and there's something else, someone else in her eyes, bright and hot and predator hungry. Kurama won't eat anyone, and he thinks you are really pretty. Pauses, head still cocked like a pretty predator, and adds slyly, So do I, you know. Under that look, May can't help but shiver, and she catches her breath, raises Kushina's fingers to her lips again.
Well, she says, it seems like married life is going to be interesting. How wonderful. I hate being bored.
Kushina smiles, voracious. We can't have that, she says. I'll just have to do my best to keep you entertained. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!